Kamala Harris narrowly beating Let's Go, Brandon in Google searches. By Paul Bois on December 16, 2021. Vice President Kamala Harris has become so unpopular. She is barely ahead of the anti-Biden slogan Let's Go, Brandon. In Google searches. Starting from when the phrase Let's Go, Brandon became a trend in early October, Kamala Harris fell behind in Google searches until she saw an uptick on November 19 when controversy arose about her and President Joe Biden's working relationship. According to a Fox News report on Google Trends, between October 5 and November 8, the phrase consistently beat Harris in web search inquiries. Harris saw a spike in searches on November 19, the biggest search since she was sworn in, after President Biden briefly transferred presidential power to her while undergoing a colonoscopy under anesthetic. Since then, Let's Go, Brandon, has remained relatively neck and neck with Harris in Google search inquiries as of Thursday. For the past 30 days, the top trending searches for the vice president were Kamala Harris cookware, Kamala Harris acting president, and Kamala Harris Supreme Court. The top trending searches for the anti-Biden slogan were Let's Go, Brandon Urban Dictionary, Let's Go, Brandon Store, and Let's Go, Brandon Coin. Perhaps surprisingly, most of the top five states, minus Virginia, to show interest for Kamala Harris were solid red states that swung heavily for President Trump in both elections: North Dakota, Virginia, South Carolina, Louisiana, and Iowa. The Let's Go, Brandon phenomenon sparked in early October when NBC Sports reporter Kelly Stavis tried to cover up the crowd chanting Fuck Joe Biden when NASCAR driver Brandon Brown scored his first Xfinity Series win at the Talladega Speedway. Since then, the chant has become a fun, vulgarity-free way of expressing disdain for the 46th President of the United States. Despite the chant's popularity and origination with the sport, NASCAR President Steve Phelps denounced the chant this past weekend, calling it an unfortunate situation. "It's an unfortunate situation, and I feel for Brandon. I feel for Kelly," Phelps told Fox News in November. "I think, unfortunately, it speaks to the state of where we are as a country. We do not want to associate ourselves with politics, the left or the right." Vice President Kamala Harris has continuously declined in her approval rating throughout the Biden presidency, with a recent Hill/Harris survey showing she has a 50% disapproval rating and a 43% approval rating.